The return of Jesus is indeed the worst thing in the whole world for a world that is unprepared to meet him. But can we hear this? It is not a burden for your soul because you haven't done enough. It is the best news in all the world, even for anyone who is just barely clinging on. It's good news for the person who is just barely clinging on to Jesus. So our second point is this invitation from Jesus to just leave our hearts with him, with actually a warning, not for strugglers, those who are struggling along, barely clinging on to Jesus, but actually for the winners, for people who seem to have it all together, who tick all the boxes, who seem to be winning at life, who kick all the goals, who win all the awards. King Jesus can already see our whole hearts. So give him your life and not just your leftovers. Could we read that story again? Have you still got it open in front of you? Luke 21, verse 1. Here we are. We're watching on at the temple. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich. Right, there are the winners. There are the people who have their life all together. They're the ones who are winning at life, kicking goals, getting awards, all that. He saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. One commentator noticed that she put in, did you notice this? She put in two coins? That's an interesting detail, isn't it? She could have put in one, right? Two coins means she could have given one to God and put one in her pocket because after all, she needs it, right? It's a curious little detail, right? No, she put in all she had to live on. In fact, in that phrase, another little detail, the words, all she had to live on, it's a perfectly fair translation. It's good. But the Greek is a little bit more blunt than that. It's something like, she put in all the life that she had. She put in all the life that she had, which was about $2, by the way, in today's money. Two $1 coins. Folks, this isn't a call to give more money to sommeliers. That's not the nearest parallel, I think, to this. In fact, it's not even a call for you to give your whole heart to God, although it does include that. It's actually, I think, a comfort. It's a comfort that the widow is not a disappointment. She's not a failure. Her spiritual standing before the Lord is not somehow measured by the monetary value of what she puts in the temple coffers. She's given to God all the life that she had. So don't you think he's going to look after her in the long run? Do you think he's going to leave her out, forget about her because she only gave two copper coins, overlook her when the time comes, leave her off the guest list, or just let her waste away while God pays more attention to the wealthy winning ones? No, I think it's a comfort for us. Take comfort, brothers and sisters. Even if worst comes to worst, even if the baddest and the saddest and it couldn't get any worse in your life, Jesus noticed the widow and he notices you in your devotion to him. Jesus is the kind of king who welcomes into his kingdom all who just cling on to him with their whole hearts. I think that's good news. How about we pray and then we'll turn to the Lord's Supper. Our Heavenly Father, our great God in heaven, would you please forgive us? Forgive us in Jesus' name for every time that we've just given you our leftovers. We've given you only what comes easy to us. We've served you only when it's convenient or when it kind of comes naturally. But when it's hurt or when it's been hard, our hearts have been far from you. God, would you forgive us? Lord, teach us to cling to Jesus, especially through the bad and the sad times, but also in the glad and fun times. May we have eyes for the return of Jesus. May we have hearts that want the whole world to see what's coming, not with dread, but to share the hope that we have. Father, please help us to speak about Jesus. Even this week, would you give us opportunities, please? Even when we're in sort of holiday mode, many of us, and around family or friends, opportunities to speak about Jesus like he's our King. And he's the King that we can't wait to meet face to face, because he has our heart and he has our soul and he has our whole lives in his hand, and that is a good thing. Give us that joy in the hope of his return, please, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.